The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all of your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus says, you'll be brought before kings and governors. You'll give testimony in synagogues and in prisons. Of course, when he said that, he was speaking to his apostles, wasn't he? The apostles and the crowd. And it's true. They were hauled before kings and governors. They gave testimony before synagogues and in prisons. It all came true. It's just that you're probably not going to get hauled before kings and governors anytime soon. You're probably not going to give testimony in synagogues or in prisons. But you will be called before relatives and in-laws to give testimony in living rooms and Thanksgiving tables. Just remember this. Regardless of the place, the principle is still the same. Don't prepare your defense beforehand. I myself am going to give you a wisdom that nobody can resist, that nobody can refute. Now, what's he talking about? What wisdom? Well, it's not the wisdom that comes from a cultivated intellectual argument. It's a wisdom that's a gift of the Holy Spirit from the evident love that your heart bears for God. Nobody can resist it. Nobody can refute it. Please don't misunderstand me now when I say this. I do not mean to downplay at all the importance of intellectual argument or preparation. Jesus himself said, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength. It's very important to love your faith, to know your faith, to study your faith. It's just you don't want to rely on your own skills and your own efforts. That's not the wisdom that's powerless to be able to resist or to refute. That wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit. I know a young man, he was speaking to his uncle. Young man said, tell me why you believe. The uncle did his best. He really tried. He tried to speak gently and lovingly and truthfully, but you know, he walked away from that conversation feeling like a failure. But he wasn't a failure. The evident love that his heart bears for God is something that his nephew couldn't resist it, couldn't refute it. It was a fact. It was very powerful. I know a priest, he was speaking with a young couple. They were getting ready for marriage. They were living together. They were contracepting together. Priest says, that's not the way to love God. That's not the way to love one another. You can't keep living like that. No argument. No lengthy intellectual discussion. But you know, they were deeply moved by that. Nobody could resist it. Nobody can refute the love of God that's a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's always been like this down through history. It makes me think of the greatest testimony that's ever been given. You know, great saints like St. Lawrence. Or little St. Agnes. You know the story of the martyrdom of St. Agnes? 12-year-old girl held by shackles, her wrists so small that the shackles could barely even hold her in place. And that they say that her love for God was so powerful, it was the executioner himself were the one who had been sentenced to death. Saint you might never have heard of, his name was St. Matthew Lambert. He was an Irish martyr in the days of Oliver Cromwell and the persecution of the English. He helped a priest once escape from Ireland, and he was captured and imprisoned and drawn up before the magistrates on the day of his trial, and they read the charges against him, and Matthew Lambert responded, I'm just a poor baker. I don't even understand the charges that you're bringing against me. I only know that I am on trial because of the Catholic faith, and I will not deny that faith. Or a saint for today, Saint Catherine of Alexandria, 17-year-old girl, imprisoned for her faith in the days of the great Emperor Maxentius, Emperor of Rome, but she had a reputation for holiness. One night, the wife of the emperor himself came to visit Catherine in her prison, and whatever they said together, it was terribly, terribly powerful. Little 17-year-old girl, the wife of the emperor himself, was secretly baptized a Christian. A power you cannot resist, a power you cannot refute. It's always been like this. We've needed our great intellectuals. Don't get me wrong. We need Thomas Aquinas. We need John Henry Cardinal Newman. We need the witness of people like St. Augustine and so many great intellectuals down through the ages. It's just that our greatest witness hasn't come from intellectuals. It's come from simple people. People like fishermen and deckhands and bakers and teenagers who love God in a way that's so powerful that it can't be explained away by any merely human wisdom. Let's you and I now take these words to heart and trust not in our own strength, not in our own skill, not in our own study, but in the power of God and the wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Catherine of Alexandria, pray for us.